All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
talk about Jesus, don't you know we are just lifting him up that we can live forever and we can be in one agreement of that place. Oh, that place where God dwells and is looking for us to be found pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Come on, let's talk Jesus. The forum where we want to discuss, we want to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Because with him, we can do all things, but without him, zero. Our mixed panel of opinions, you'll hear different voices and different ways of saying, but we come together on one accord that Jesus is the source and Jesus is the reason we must share with the whole world through our testimonies to make disciples, not to duplicate ourselves, not to make what we want, but to duplicate the disciple process of making what was already done, what was already set in place. We're talking about Jesus because I want you to know tonight, no matter how sinful or broken you are right now, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. I want to talk to myself tonight. Jesus wants me. Jesus is able to transform me. It doesn't matter if I'm big time, small time, wherever I'm at in the church, Jesus loves me as much as he does anyone else. And he will forgive me of my sins. He will heal me of my wounds. He will change the direction of my life when I confess my sins to him, accept him as my personal Lord and Savior, confess him with my mouth, believe in my heart that he is Lord, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and he's my personal, Savior. That now, as I follow Jesus, it always involves participation. Participation in sharing the love with others, because it's more than just you who need him. We all need him. And the moment I met him, immediately it gave me the privilege to do the most important thing, and that's tell somebody else about his love, about his charity, about his will, about following him, about obeying him, about being in right standing and relationship with him. That anyone, left, right, up, down, black, white, any color, we are all looked at the same, with the same, we're looked from the same eyesight from God, equal. But what will you do to make yourself in the position to talk about Jesus? I know every week the intro gets a little different because the Lord, I allow the Lord to lead me as I share this synopsis of this broadcast. But tonight, this is I get excited about this topic that we're talking about tonight. Following Jesus. Not, you know, we already know if we're Christians, and I want to say to anyone out there who is not a believer, we can fix that right now. You don't need to wait till after. You could dial one right now. We'll get you a starter kit that will get you in the flow where you'll be in line to hear how following Jesus starts with you as well as it starts with me. But for those of us that are already saying that we are new creations, that means no question, without a doubt, we are following him because the Bible says in Luke chapter 9, and that's, I guess you could say that's our base scripture tonight, but there's many scriptures, and I know the team is going to come up with many scriptures. They're all over the place of how to follow. But Luke 9:23 makes it pretty simple. I love this translation because it says, "Then he said to them all." Now, you know, some people want to just direct it at the disciples, but if you really are a studier of Jesus, you know there were a lot of people following him. And it wasn't just his crew that were with him. There were a lot of people following him at all the time. He just had that magnetism in the spirit that drew people to him. You know, we're even given the encouragement that if we lift him up, he'll draw all men. So you got to know and already say that if it's something that can happen for us, it was already done by Jesus. And those are the things I look at in pinpointing talking about Jesus, because we always want to look at walking on water, and that was important. And we always want to walk at healing the sick and raising the dead, which are dynamic miracles. But what were the particulars that we overlook sometimes to say, oh, I'm really following him because I'm paying attention? And those are some of the characteristics that we share on this network that we have to embrace that is not just for me. Number one, it's for all. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires. Now, I want to stop right there. Because you have to see that that says, number one, that number one word of anyone, whosoever, black, anyone, sinner, murderer, you, I don't want to throw, because sin is sin to me, and I don't want to put names out there, and I had sinned, and but I don't sin anymore, but sin is sin. But if anyone, you have to look at that so dynamic, especially because those of us that say in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. We have to really agree that he's talking to the ones that are really against us, the ones that are trying to hurt us right now, the ones that are not in agreement with right us. Now, we still have to involve them in the conversation of anyone. It's not our responsibility to exclude or ban anyone from this club. The anyone club was made available by John 3:16, for God so loved the anyone, the world, that he gave his only begotten son. But to leave the anyone realm, you have to have a desire. You have to now watch, walk in him. You have to make a move of faith to say it's not by the outside, but by the spirit. So watch this. If anyone desires to come after me, now I'm talking in third person because I'm just trying to be like Jesus. But I'm speaking from the context of him speaking to you. Watch this. If anyone desires, come on, anyone to come after me, let him, not groups, not conferences, not physical gatherings in churches, but let him, and we want to make this singular. Let him deny himself, comma. Now, you guys know I'm always going to stop there because it makes me want to think on it for a moment and ask the Lord to reveal to me, what are you telling me right now? He's saying, don't worry about nobody else. Stop pointing fingers and stop worrying about where somebody else is at. This is the first thing he told me. And stop worrying about this and that. Worry about yourself because I'm talking to you. Let you deny yourself. How do you deny yourself? All the things that were important to you must die. That the things that you put you in first. I gotta have, want it, need it. That's a word we use a lot. That has to die and be denied first. If I desire to come. Because see, you have to make a move of faith. Remember to come after him. Then I have to now make a distinct measure of denying myself. And then the next level is, remember we're going higher, take up my cross. I know it says his, but take up my cross daily. You mean to tell me this is just not something I do to say I'm saved? To follow like Jesus doesn't mean it's over after the anointing and the baptism and the titles and the positions that we get? No, this is something daily. Now, I like to go a little bit stronger because daily to me is every 0 to 5 seconds. When? That's when I know I must take up my cross. When? And that keeps me. This just works for me. That keeps me where I don't have my mind on anything else because I'm worried about taking up my cross daily that I can now follow Jesus. And following Jesus is important to know that it's not an easy walk to deny yourself, to take up your cross. Because Mark 8:33, it says that he surrounded the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if anyone wishes after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Now, the disciples were part of his crowd. He was talking to the crowd. I said that to let everyone know this is for you. But watch what Matthew 10:38 says. And he, this my name is written up in there right there. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. So see how this principle is contingent to being in line and in order, that if we don't put in, we'll never get out. And I have to know that there are consequences. I can't just think I'm taking a free ride saying I claim Jesus and I clap my hands for Jesus, or I sing a song for Jesus, but that I know for me to be worthy, I have to do something that is so supernatural in the spirit that the physical will never understand. But, oh no, glory be to God. You must, when we're following him daily, make this a point and a particular moment that we say yes at all times. When? Now. Oh, I love to motivate the now because it helps me. This is what has helped me to, I haven't gotten anywhere. Let me take that word out of here. For me to sustain my position and change the way I think, to know that if I'm following him, I'm following him when? When? I'm following him when? I can't follow anything else because if I go another way, I'm down the forked road, or I'm going down the what ifs or could ifs or shoulda woods. But if I follow him, I'm on the promises of his word. And I know, if I follow him, I can't receive anything else but what the word of God says. That if I believe in him, following him, and the things that he has done, following him, I can do all those following him. And then you'll do greater following him. It doesn't give you any special power. It doesn't give me any special anointing or anything else. We are all equal, just activated. But watch this. In that position, talking about Jesus and knowing when you talk about him, you must be following him. And you can't be following him unless you took your cross up. And if you didn't, you surely don't even know what the cross is if you didn't deny yourself and separate yourself from the anyone crowd. I know some people that got comfortable in the anyone crowd because we think it's going to always be there available. Some people that got into anyone, the whosoever range, and said, oh, no, if I just get one last breath. No. I'm talking about those that are willing to say, I am following him. Because when you are following him, now the promises of all the other principles that we could talk about will now be revealed. But I want to say this right now, and a lot of people won't preach this or even make it relevant in following Jesus. Because we don't want to shake things up, and we don't want to be controversial and things like that. But if you would turn your Bibles tonight with me before I open the lines, and after I read this and have my little exhortation on it, I'm going to open the lines up after this because this is where we're at, to know. This is not an easy walk. This is not something to just easily put out there, and you're not going to put in work to get the opportunity to let other people put in work. But you have to know you're going to have to shake some things up when you're following Jesus. You're going to have to shake some things up when you are now a child of Christ and nothing else. We're talking about the source of our everything. Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. I read out of the New King James Version. It changes a word here and there, but I study out of the King James. But when I'm reading, I read out of the New King James because it makes it a little bit more simplistic, and it doesn't make people want to run off and grab other translations, because we can stay right in that. And I don't care who you say wrote it. I believe this word of God was inspired by him, and whoever put their hand to the mat or the pen to the pad, it was inspired by God. Matthew chapter 10, 34 through 39. Watch this. Okay, hold on. Everybody better hold on right now, because I know some people haven't even heard this before. Do not think, and this is third person again, Jesus speaking, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will lose of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Oh, don't think you excluded. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Oh, no, he's getting us all involved. And he who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses it, oh, glory be to God, his life for my sake will find it. See, you have to, first of all, know this. When you are following Christ, you better not be sitting around think you got an easy walk, because when you first get serious about him, I'm talking about not just church on Sunday, when you saying, I have been motivated to a personal relationship with him, I done told y'all this before, you better strap up, you better get prayed up, you better get worded up, because it's coming like a rushing wind, because he comes to rob, kill, and destroy. Because there's going to be some division. People have to know where we stand before they'll ever be able to come and stand with us. Somebody better write that down and make it a quote somewhere, because people will never stand with us if they don't see us standing, that they now can fulfill that standing in agreement by what, not what we say, but by what we do. But don't think that Christ came for unity. Don't think that Christ came for a beautiful this or beautiful that, because if we know the end of the story, it wasn't as beautiful as following Jesus most people would have thought. But when now, oh my glory, is a new covenant. But read that again. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. What's the sword? The word. And you know, in that armor, that word. But he says, for I have come to set a man against his father, against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He just wanted to make it plain and simple that if you're serving man in any capacity more than you're serving him, it's time to get your priorities in order. Because, watch this, he who finds his life will lose it. Anytime I get into that thing and I say I'm a follower of Jesus, I have to lose my life. All day, riding down the street. It just so many instances, and I just can't. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to blow your mind or anything, but I'm being transparent with you. It's a constant battle to say, don't do you. If anybody will agree with me, if it's just me, but I know we got some Holy Ghost, spirit filled, ain't nothing wrong with you and everything. Okay, we're not talking to you. But I'm talking about if there's anybody on this line like me that all day, 0 to 5 seconds, win, I am battling against the adversary who's trying to mess with my mind. Oh, yes, I'm victorious at the end of the day, because I know that if I found my life, I got to lose it. And when I lose my life for not my sake, because if I ever try to fight the enemy or any kind of thoughts that are in me, that's the me against me. We'll get into another topic about that. But the me against me, I'll never win that race if it wasn't the Christ that's in me fighting the battle. Oh, glory be to God. Because he who loses his life for his sake, I can't do what I do because I need people to respect God. I can't say what I really want to say because I want people to come to Jesus. Oh, my God. I can't really do what I want to do because I know nobody's going to get the honor but me. They're going to put me on the pedestals and make the arenas and all that. But who's going to get the glory? Oh, no. I don't need to get the glory first for God to come later. God needs to get the glory first. And whatever is trickling over, I'm just a willing, faithful servant saying it's still God's will, even when it looks like it's trickling on me. That ain't me. Here, let me give you some. Let me bless you so we can all be sitting around the table. Because if you remember it in Acts, when he told them to bring it all to the table, it wasn't for one thing. It was so everybody could be equal. So when you lose your life, you'll find it. But you'll find it because you lost it because of him. I lost it because of him. And now we have found him together on one accord. We talking about Jesus tonight. If you're on fire, if you could get in this conversation. Now, Minister Michelle dialed 10 minutes before the show even started. I know she's number one. Evangelist Charlene. I don't know why I'd be one of the callers. Charlene is easier. But Minister Evangelist Charlene is going to come in next. I'm looking for Pastor Dwayne. There he is. Evangelist Virginia. But let's talk Jesus. But are we following him? And understand, if you're following him, you can't always be a peachy king. And you have to know that it's some division going to come. But are you willing to follow him? And I apologize if I didn't take that deeper, like somebody wanted to go, because I feel in the spirit. Somebody, I need to know more about that Matthew 10. You brought something out tonight. Oh, we're going to teach about that at one point in time next month. But don't think it's going to be peace. Don't think it's going to be just easy. But when you got the word, oh, my God, you're going to put some people against each other, but you can always bring them back, because when we lose our lives for his sake, we'll find it, because we'll find it in others. See, that's the glory. Minister Michelle, good evening. Woman of God, I know
good
you want to
evening,
talk Jesus.
Good evening.
I know yes, you want to talk
good
Jesus,
evening,
my little sidekick.
Yes, I
you
do.
Ride with me, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do, Pastor. You're my brother. My co-ambassador, yes. And I do want to talk Jesus. It's an awesome topic. Pick up your cross and follow me, because, I mean, when you really think about it, a lot of people don't want to pick up their cross, or they say they do, and they don't really know what they're committing to. But in order to really follow Jesus, we must pick up our cross. So it's like I'm thinking, well, what does it look like? What does it look like? So we know that the cross represents sacrificing oneself. That's what it really comes down to, sacrificing oneself, because that's exactly what Christ Jesus did for us. He gave us his life for us on the cross. So the cross was like an instrument of death and sacrifice. And Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. He was. He was the ultimate sacrifice for our lives. He died so that we may live because of this sacrifice, because he loved us while we were yet sinners, that he died for us. And now we are washed in his blood. We are under a new covenant. We are cleansed from all unrighteousness. And now we're able to be presented before the glory of God's presence, holy and acceptable in his sight. What kind of love is this? So are we willing to pick up our crosses? Are we? Are we really willing to pick up our crosses? We don't want to be like the rich man that was spoken about in Matthew chapter 19, and he went on to ask Jesus, you know, what must I do? What must I do, teacher, to be saved? And Jesus went on to explain to him, you know, how he must honor his father, how he must honor his mother, how he must love his neighbor, and not be a murderer, not commit adultery, all the commandments, you know. And the young man replied, well, I've kept all your commandments, teacher. Then Jesus went on to say to him, he said, okay, well, if you want to be perfect, guess what? Go and sell all your possessions, give all your money to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But see, this young man, he was, when he heard this, he was saddened because he had many possessions, and he didn't want to give them up. So he walked away sad. See, we don't want to walk away sad, do we? No. See, he wanted to keep the good things, but we want to keep God's commandments. I don't think this young man was prepared for what he heard. He was like, all like, yeah, bragging. Oh, I did all that. I honor my mother and father. I don't commit adultery. I ain't killed nobody. But he didn't want to give up those possessions. So I imagine he didn't have faith. You know, I imagine he didn't have faith, or he just didn't know that.
No. You're talking now. You're getting deep in the pocket right now.
Amen. He didn't know that he was talking to the Father, okay? He didn't know he was talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that all power is in Jesus' hand, that he holds the keys to both death and life. You know, he didn't understand that. He didn't understand that all that he was going to give up, he could have got back 100-fold. And what he was laying up in heaven, you know, it was never going to tarnish. He didn't comprehend that, so he walked away sad. So are we willing to give up our prized possessions? Are we willing to walk with God? Are we willing to walk with Christ and give up everything for him? I mean, he's given up everything for us. You know, so our crosses represent things like our bad attitudes. Amen. It represents things like our pride. It represents our gifts and talents. We must surrender these things to God. We got to surrender our whole being, our whole body, our whole will, not our will, but your will, Lord. So are you willing to surrender your all to Jesus? Are you willing to pick up your cross and follow him? Amen. Praise God.
Shoot. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes, hallelujah.
Now I wanted to throw a Shabbat up in there, but I didn't, because, girl, you look on fire. God. But, you know, some people need to know, you better not get your name mixed up with Ananias and Sapphira. When you got to bring it to the table, you got to bring it all to the table.
That's right. Don't hold back a portion.
You can't trick the Holy Spirit.
You sure can't. You cannot. You don't want to be like Jonah either. Then what you ain't going to do and then get stuck in the belly for 3 days.
But see, Jonah, but check this out. Jonah got a second chance.
He did.
When Peter said to Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied
true,
to
Pastor
the Holy
E.
Spirit?
Excellent point.
At that point, it was over. We better stop lying to the Holy Spirit.
Didn't get no second chance.
And you know, maybe I'm a little too. I'm gonna say we because I bring y'all right in there, with me. So when they come against me, I'm gonna bring all y'all up in there with me.
I got your back, Pat.
But hey, we gotta stop cheating God. Stop lying to God. When you tell a man or a woman to God something,
I agree.
Amen. You're really talking to God.
Yeah.
Why is everything going
That's
wrong? Because I keep lying to the man of God, who is really the representation of God.
Amen.
Nobody wants to preach on Matthew 10 or Acts 5.
Because
Ananias and Sapphira, they gave a little something.
Yep.
But they held back the big portion for themselves, and they lied to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Got to be careful.
Pastor Wayne, you ready? I know Pastor Wayne, he got to be on fire up in here tonight, especially since I brought up Ananias.
My God, man of God, sister. First of all, y'all starting something here because y'all starting something here, Minister Michelle and Apostle. Y'all starting something here because, first of all, God come up on the scene. Let's get this understanding. God come up on the scene and tell you get rid of your religion. Get rid of what you know. Get rid of your education. Get rid
That's
of
good.
What they've been taught you. They've been taught you all this old nonsense. Here I am. I'm the truth. If you deny yourself and follow me, pick up my cross, you're going to have peace. You're going to have love. You're going to have security.
Amen.
You're going to have
peace.
You're going to have understanding. You're going to be able to overcome all obstacles.
That's good,
if
Patrick.
You die, you know you're going to live. If you die, you know you're going to gain.
Now.
If you die, you know everything's going to be... And Ananias, see, first of all, we got to get back to the point because if we keep Jesus in the center of everything, because Jesus saying this, Jesus, even if you go to Matthew 10, Jesus saying this, Jesus saying, I didn't come to make you love one another. I didn't come to, I came to separate you. I came to separate you. Why? Because if you can't love me, I'm going to make sure you don't love another man. I'm going to make sure you don't love her. I'm going to bring envy to you. I'm going to bring arguments to y'all. Why? Because you can't get along. I come that you may have light in me, not in the world, not in your mama, not in your mother-in-law, not in your father-in-law.
Amen.
No. I come ready to separate some things. Why? Because
is there a fire going on up in here? Because I'm hot.
I need to be the front runner of your life. I did a message. I did a message. I preached from this Sunday. I did John 14, 1-6. You know, and he said, my Father has me. But he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man can go to the Father unless they come to
unless
me. See, we
through
try,
me.
And, unless they go through him. See, what we doing is we going, we trying to go to, we
your
trying pop. To say as many roads to lead to heaven. No, it's not many roads to lead to
That's
heaven.
True.
God came and made a point. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the truth. So what he's trying to
Preach
tell you, if you would just, put down your word, put down yourself. Self will get you caught up. No,
ready,
I come
y'all.
To take away sin. I'm going to take away your sin. All you got to do is believe in me. Believe in me. Follow my teachings. Understand my teachings. Understand my principles.
Now.
Why? Because it's power in my teachings.
Now.
It's power. And you got to do it now, not tomorrow, now. We got to put Jesus back in front, not tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. Lord, I acknowledge you. I'm sorry for going the wrong way. I'm sorry for going this way. But, Lord, I need you now, not tomorrow.
Now.
Lord, I need you now. See, we so caught up on healings. That's
Help
what we
me,
caught
Jesus.
Up on. We call up on healings, but we're not caught up on him. See, we know that the Bible says...
Wait. Say that again, please. We're caught up on what?
We caught on villains. We caught on villains. Lay your hands on me. But we don't want to deny ourselves. We don't want to put down that cross. No, I can't get out of that relationship. I can't get out of this shacking up. No, I can't leave the clubs alone. No, I can't stop
You preaching?
No, I can't stop
Amen. Amen.
that life, you know, that life that God says is abomination. I can't come up out of it. No, I'm going to keep giving money to the church, but I'm not going to be delivered. I'm not going to be set free. I'm not going to believe Jesus. Because if I believe Jesus, then I got to give up everything. So that's
all the way.
Saying. You got to give up
all
everything.
The way.
Because if you don't give up everything, then you're going to be tormented. Once you be tormented, the devil's going to take. You think, Adonijah, see the thing about what they did, Peter wasn't there. Peter didn't see them. They told it to the Holy Ghost. But when they went into the front of, when they went to the true man of God, tell somebody, when they went to the true man of God, true man of God said, you didn't have to give nothing. That was your stuff. You own it. That was your farm. That was your land. That's what all yours. You didn't have to give up nothing. But since you won't lie to the Holy Ghost, my God, we need to quit lying. We need to quit lying, man. I pray Sunday, man, for almost 20 minutes. Lord, take the hand of death. Lord, don't let the hand of death go. Give them an opportunity to repent. I prayed on that altar for 20 minutes, man. I'm asking
Jesus.
God, Lord, I see the death angel. Lord, don't let the death angel come, God. Let my
It goes
my
back
son.
To the word.
Let
it goes back
daughter.
To the word.
It goes back to the word. So I'm just saying,
if
we got to get
a negative
that
word, you die.
Speak
a positive word, you live.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
And minister,
hey, you know what? Come on now. You didn't tell him this. Hey, Pastor D.
My God.
You didn't tell him this. As soon as Ananias heard that, he what? Fell to his knee. He didn't run home. He didn't do nothing. As soon as he heard that, he fell down and died.
Amen.
Somebody out there today is saying, I'm still walking. I'm still alive. That was dead in the spirit.
Every time
you lie to the Holy Spirit, another part of you dies. When there ain't nothing left.
And the sad part about it, his companion. So he said, what you sow, you'll reap. If you don't speak truth, truth is not going to go into the family. His wife came back and said the same thing, and she fell down. She crying about her husband. She fell right to the ground.
They gave her a chance.
Well,
that's the teaching.
Peter gave her a chance.
That's the teaching.
Come on,
amen.
You tell me.
Tell
the
truth.
Price. He said, tell the truth. What price did you and Ananias get for the land? And she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, how could you conspire to test the spirit of the Lord? And right then,
well,
he said,
God.
His word. Listen,
my God.
The feet of the men who buried your husband are at your door, and they will carry you out also.
Come on. And see, that go back. That's why we got to teach. We got to teach Jesus. We got to teach the whole gospel, not part of the gospel, the whole gospel. So our grandsons, so our daughters, so our great-great-grandsons,
life or death.
So our generation won't be cursed, so they won't come up and lie. You know, we was born to lie, but God took that thing away from us. And so how he took that thing away from us, he took the sin nature. We no longer up under the law. Why? Because we came into Christ Jesus. We become a new creature into Christ. So he took away that. So we teach them to pick up the cross, follow
Come
Christ.
Come on now.
Drop my diligence. I didn't say religion. My diligence. Drop my diligence.
We got to get a shirt and a definition
my
on that.
God,
I'll get with you
God.
Offline. But watch this. Watch this. Look, we got another team member. I don't want, because, you know, we got all up in here, and I need to bring another level
well,
up in
it.
Here.
I feel it.
Charlene.
Amen.
Come on up
feel
in here.
God.
Let's talk
God.
Jesus. We didn't have the man
God.
Voice kind of roll. We need some Minister Michelle needs a little help up in here. Minister Charlene, how are you, woman of God?
All right. Praise the Lord.
Let's
talk
Jesus.
My
okay,
God,
well, listen, I'm breaking it all down, and what came to me is Mark chapter 7, 21 through 23. It says, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. Let's talk
my
Jesus. Why does that need to defile ourselves? Isn't this self-explanatory? Because the self need to die. Woo! We're full of self. And in each sin that's described here, say this, a hitchhiking spirit or whatever you put in your spirit, whatever doors, whatever gates, whatever things in your eye gate, ear gate, from within you, out, whatever you allowed in, it is not of God, has defiled us. Sin has defiled mankind, all humanity. And Jesus' response was, take up your cross and follow me.
When?
Now. Repent now.
Amen.
And repent means change. Repent means change. It's not okay. Can I put it out there? It's not okay to have one night stands. It's not okay to commit fornication. It's not okay to commit adultery. Have we sinned? Were we washed in the blood of the Lamb? God has God forgiven us. But he said, take up your cross daily. 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 So, yeah, you
that's
have to
good.
Turn it off. You have to go to the store. You see a movie. You say, ooh, I like that movie. That's sparkle. Well, wait a minute. What it got in there? No. No. What's your favorite word? It should be no. 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 I can't. They say, you're not strong enough to handle that? No. My spirit say no. The conviction says no. The cross says no. Is it self-righteous? God, don't be self-righteous. No.
Wait a minute now. That may be a little bit too radical for some people.
Oh, well, it's too bad because Jesus didn't say if
thank
you.
It's
too radical.
Praise
he
God.
Said, you can't put a hand in your hand. You can't. Because you know what?
Yes,
if in your flesh, lust is pulling you to sin.
Oh, can I go there?
You can sin by yourself.
Oh, you better go there. Let's talk Jesus.
Okay. You can sin by yourself. You ain't got to have him with you or her with you or whatever you got going on. You can sin by yourself and be sinning against your own body. See, I said a whole lot without saying a whole lot. So, take
amen.
Up your cross, baby. Repent. God.
Oh, see, you trying to start something tonight.
It's better to marry than to bond. Did I go there? It's better to marry than to bond. And look, if you can't get married, what? Lord, turn the fire off.
Well, you know, just the fire you didn't start it, though. Watch this.
Some people think
that just because they don't do nothing on the outside, they okay.
Well,
but don't you know the sin is in the mind? When you're thinking about something that's distorted and sinful, you already committed it. The action is the past.
Because God said, the Bible says, man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. So, yes, there's something down. God got super x-ray vision, okay? He Jesus read their thoughts. He said, all of them would come after me. Let them
wait,
pick up their cross.
Michelle, I'm gonna come out.
And follow me. He said, all that would come after me, let them deny themselves. So they don't put nobody sin bigger than the other one, less than the other. He said, no, deny yourself. If he's putting it all in one by one, deny yourself, self, self, self. Take up your cross and follow me. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. We on fire with that. We on fire with that. I'm going on the other line, bringing other people in, and
okay,
just letting you guys kind of flow. Don't trip. There's no timing. This is your session right now. This is our we have a team, everybody. I want all our listeners to know we do have a team from the Now Network. Minister Michelle, Pastor Dwayne, myself, Minister Charlene, and many others. It could even be you to come and talk about Jesus. But when we open it up to you, you ain't got to worry about amens or nothing else from us. Just let it go.
Praise God.
Oh, I see how Pastor Dwayne, let me bring him back in here. Watch. I had to put him on mute because he was still going.
My God.
Pastor Dwayne.
My God.
My God. My God.
My God. My God. I tell you, when you start this program on Monday, Let's Talk Jesus, man, it's like, you know, it's I just want to declare this. Every devil, every warlock, every witch, every sorcerer, every demon, they're trembling right now. Why? Because we're setting people's free. We're giving them the real doctrine. We're not giving them the watered-down doctrine. We're giving them the real doctrine. And
Jesus.
So the devil is mad at us. He's mad as hell, man. You know, they can come with any kind of straw. They can come with any kind of salt. They can come with any kind of doubt. The Bible says, for no weapon formed against you is not going to prosper. God says that he's the head. He's not the tail. He's above and not beneath. So the devil is alive. God says, set him free. He said the truth will set him free.
And that's the truth. And what's the truth? Jesus.
Truth. Jesus.
You guys
Jesus.
Know I do a lot of live
Jesus is the reason for
Facebook,
this season.
Right?
You know that, right?
every time someone comes on there and starts saying, I am satanic, the devil is alive, all I say to them is, the devil is already defeated. I don't have to deal with
you already.
Because that's out of my control. Jesus Christ has already put his foot on the neck of the devil. It's done. And do
my
you know
God.
They're gone immediately? No
man,
more. I don't get no more responses.
Jesus.
We better learn the power in the name.
Yeah.
He said he went.
You know. They say I know Paul, and I show them Jesus. But who are you?
Who are you?
Right.
My God. My God.
They better know the one and only true God that came down and sacrificed his life for us. They better know Jesus did and snatched the keys out their hand.
Woo! Snatch what? The keys of hell.
They better know
he broke the bail.
He just decided to go to hell.
Yep. Rose up with our power.
He did revival. He went down there and preached revival and took the keys from the devil. Took the keys from the devil.
That's a delicate word
God,
here on the network because that's been coming up. That's been coming up by my spirit about revival. But y'all know I like them all nighters. Y'all better watch that word. I'm giving you a warning now.
Amen.
I hear you, Mr. Michelle. I hear you.
I'm in agreement. My God.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, we're going to bring you into this conversation. Let's talk Jesus. But are you following him?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
I know you are. Look, I know you are, but I at least had to ask you the same question.
Okay.
Yes. Let's talk Jesus.
Talk Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God, Evangelist.
Praise God, Nelson Michelle. Yes, I am following Jesus.
Praise God.
I am following Jesus. I have no one else to follow but him. I'm not going to follow no one else but him.
Really?
I can't follow nobody else but Jesus.
Can you prove it?
Yes, I can prove it. He said, hallelujah, Jesus. Deny yourself. And I'm going to deny myself daily. Daily means every day. I'm not going to lay it down today and pick it up tomorrow. I'm not going to lay it down today and pick it up the next day. I'm going to deny myself every day and take up my cross. Take it up. And I'm going to follow Jesus. Wherever he leads me, I'm going to follow him. Wherever he wants me to go, I go. Whatever he wants me to do, I do it. I'm going to follow up Christ. I'm going to follow up Christ. When he saved me and I'm born again now, I'm going to follow up Jesus. I'll follow Jesus wherever he wants me to go. I'll do whatever he wants me to do. I'll say whatever he wants me to say. Told us to deny ourselves daily. Daily. That means every day. Every day. And follow Jesus. You remember Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What Paul was saying, if he wasn't following Christ, you don't follow him. If man is not following Christ, he's not in Christ, don't you follow him. Follow him if he's following Christ. Hello, somebody.
Are we here with
you?
I just want to give you a moment to get it out. I want to, you know, because we all fired up, so I had to mute us all because I want to give you an opportunity to get it out, you know, and let the Holy Spirit move in your session.
Following Christ. Let me share this with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. When I read Luke 9:23, it said, take it up your cross.
Daily.
That's like the New King James Version. Take it up your cross. like Jesus. And that's what I'm doing.
Woo, glory.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing
like nobody
I am
else.
Doing it.
Like nobody else.
I am doing it.
Jesus.
Then he said to them, oh, not some, oh, if only one desire to come after me. Look what he said. Come after me, not before him, but after me.
Oh, Jesus.
Not before him, but after me, he said.
Hey.
Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow him. Not after him, but before him. Come after me.
Mother.
I have both.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, yes.
Can I ask you a question, Mother? Does
that's
your
up.
Cross look
that's
like
up.
My cross? Mother, does
sure
your
does.
Cross look like your
they
son's
just,
cross?
They just alive.
Hey! But it's, but does my cross
same.
Have to be personal as well as your cross has to be personal?
Yes, the same cross, man of God.
The same cross. Ooh, glory.
Same cross. If you got a different cross, it means something is wrong.
You don't mind me calling you mother, do you? Because that's been in my spirit a long time, and I had to get it out tonight. But anyway, I want to pray tonight about all the things, and we already on the same page. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you're on this broadcast, and I invited you, and you know what I'm talking about, I want to call you a minister tonight, but Kim, if you're on this line, I think this is you. Area code 951, last four, 69698.
That's me.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I had to switch phones. Y'all was so on fire, y'all dead my other phone. It went black.
Woo! I love it.
My phone went black. I had to switch phones.
Well, you know, I was talking to you, and I wanted to bring you in because you're family, and a lot of times people just will look at things and let it go be done. I've been busy, but you're family, and I want you to know you're not forgotten. I want you to talk to us tonight because we're covenant, and covenant is just not like homie, things like that, like how we grew up together. Covenant is not for you or me. It's because of God, and that means we agree in the same word. But when you're going through, sometimes you need to let it go and let other people really know where you're at and how they can pray for you, how they can support you. And I want to release any attacks. I want to release any distractions, anything that's going on right now that we can be more in agreement. We're talking about Jesus, and denying ourselves means I think about somebody else before I do myself. Taking up my cross means I'm dying for you. Following him is the same thing. I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried and resurrected for somebody else. But if nobody knows, how can they ever, be in agreement? And I'm not trying to put you out there, but you're my sister. And we're already moving.
Oh, I understand.
There's numbers already in place for you right now, but I want you to open up and share how the network is there for you, but how you need where the gaps you need filled.
Honestly, I know I'm a child of God. I am a Christian. I've been baptized. I've done everything. Members of the church on the usher board and everything. And I know I pray every day. I talk to God every day. But I know dealing with my situations that I'm going through, I fall off sometimes. I let the negativity step in.
Ooh.
And I drop off that bandwagon where I know I shouldn't. And I have to catch myself to pick myself back up and be like, Kim, you can't. But it's like I'm so confused about everything that's going on, and I'm so hurt about everything that's going on that I don't know what direction to go in. You know, it's like I get angry. I want to get angry with God, but I know I can't. I want to cuss out the devil, but It's just like,
oh,
what good is it going to do? But it's just like, why is my life being torn up when I've done nothing wrong? Hmm. But try to be the best.
You know,
look,
check this out. Because you said that, I don't want to cut you off. But after the court thing, everything else is probably my fault. I take full responsibility because I've been influential for you getting closer to God. And I told you this from the beginning. When you get closer to God, oh, you better strap up because it's coming. I can't even tell you how many years I kept going through. Oh, my God. I'm talking about tragedies, and I don't even want to bring that out there. But I know this, that not God, but because of God in you, it's going to get worse. Now, I'm not talking about anything past where you're at right now, because this is about to get, your greater is now. Because, first of all, until you release it, and I know me and you have talked offline, and you got other partners through this network that are praying for you, but because of this acknowledgement, we're going to put it out there and make it straight tonight, because your greater is already now. I was talking to your daughter. I'll put her out there. She sent me a message. And I said, no, that has nothing to do with God, because the enemy is the ruler of this world of buildings and electrical boxes and court cases and judges, and that the enemy has more realm there than we do. But in the spirit, God can do all things, but he has to do it in us first before we can see it magnified on the outside. And I'll tell you that when I was at that point, and you know my testimony, I was either dead physically or going to hell, and I chose that next step. The next 7 years was the worst 7 years of my life. I couldn't get a good break. I was always cool. I was always, could get the best deal and stuff like that. And what I'm saying tonight is that your greater is now. Now I got other people praying already in the intercessory, locked in on the things that we're confident about. But I want you to know that this network, because you support this network, we supporting you. Don't feel alone.
So much.
Don't blink an eye. Don't hesitate a word. Like I said, we already building already. I wasn't asking you to start nothing. I had already started it. But us in agreement as family and covenant members, you know what? We got to know how to do for you like we want done for ourselves. So anything I ever do for you, I'm not doing it for you. I'm really doing it for myself, because I know the seeds that I sow, the harvest will be manifested in my life because I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I know this.
And I don't mind talking. And I feel that I do need to talk about my situation to get it out of me, to release it out of me, because I do keep it bottled in. And I think the main key thing that really keeps haunting me is that for the county to come to say that I tried to kill a baby and I wouldn't hurt a child in this world. For them to lie to the judge and
tell
to take
world.
My son.
That you love. That you love like nothing else. I want y'all to know out there, this is talking Jesus, y'all out there. I need my prayer warriors. I need my covenant partners to be in on this thing, because this is transparency. And this is what we're really here for. That Kim can release this thing.
For them to cover
their mistake
that they made to put a critically ill child in my care that was dying and did not tell me nor my agency that this baby was sick the way this baby was, and I had to rush this baby to the hospital 5 days later, and this baby almost died in my care. Then they wanted me to be arrested for their mistake. It's wrong.
And before this happened,
the error that the social worker made.
Let's set the record straight, Kim. And before this incident, your track record had been exuberated, because they would call you to bring people to you, kids to you, because of your
exactly.
track record with care with these children.
Exactly.
But when they made
social
the mistake,
will call me directly. 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, my phone would be going off. Social workers would be calling me directly, not through my agency, through me. Kim, what openings do you have? I need to place my kids with you. Are they trust me enough to find them a home to place their kids into?
But
and
today,
this is what
you can't even get
I
one.
God forbid. They took all my kids and my son that I'm adopting.
Well, that's the
and
temporary.
And now they're trying to adopt him out.
That's the temporary. I've still been saying this from day one. I'm not going to let go of it. And you know where we at on that level. But it's for others to hear this. But then what happened recently, just this past weekend, I need you to share this because we're also, like I said, we're already petitioning. And I wish you owned that house because I would have sent a contract out there that would have made you a mansion out of a moat.
My house caught on fire, and myself and my youngest daughter and my grandson was here, and my downstairs bedroom caught on fire, and the fire department said the electrical outlet was bad, and my smoke detectors, the wind was set off the smoke detectors in my house in the area that I'm in, and I thought that's what it was, and I have to shut them off from outside. I turned them off, but they kept going off, so I went back downstairs. And I checked the downstairs bathroom. I smelt something.
It was
and
a good
right,
thing you
and
did.
It was, and I opened up the downstairs bedroom door. It was completely black. Couldn't see nothing. All you heard was pop, 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 pop. I thought it was going to blow. And I
but God
to my
sent
daughter,
you down.
Baby.
But God sent you down there because if you would have stayed in the bed and said, hey, nothing, ooh, look at that.
Mhm. And that whole room was destroyed, and you know, and it was Fatima's and Zion's bedroom.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. God is great. Mm-hmm. That's why I say God has nothing to do with the physical things, but God will take care of the spiritual things. But you, like I said, I need people to hear what's going on out there because if it was you, we'd be saying the same thing. Any of you out there that are in covenant, partner with us, sewing into the Now Network. We are going to make sure that we reach out to everyone who is part of this network that we can support one another, no matter where you are. And we're already, I know you're not still in that house.
Actually, tonight I am. You know, I have to, you know, find a hotel to go to. I was in one for 2 nights then, you know, with my finances being the way it is because, I have a whole new attorney team now, so I have, you know, for my appeal. But I'm going to leave tomorrow.
Please tell the folks out there is that when they did this wrong thing against you in San Bernardino, you have no funds. You can't make no money. Your whole livelihood has been taken away because of a neglect of the city or the county.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're not begging, y'all. We're not begging. We're talking about supporting family that's going through. And this is overdue. But now a fire... like I said, I wish you would have owned that house because I do know some good contractors that would have came from L.A. all the way out there to make your house into a mansion off of your insurance. But that's a whole different thing. I want to get together with you individually in the morning and show you some things that I know about hotels and deals that can help you. But we got to get you out of that burning house. You got children. Right. In a smoke-filled house, we got to get you out of there. And I want to say this, just to be transparent, your owner or your landlord is the owner. The money goes to him first, and he delegates on how to help somebody else. We can't leave you like that and waiting on him, but you can't stay in that smoke-infested house. I want you to know that tonight. So we're going to work on that. You're there tonight. I ain't going to mess with that. But first thing in the morning, me and you are going to get together on some things I know about deals and get you somewhere tomorrow.
Okay, I truly appreciate it.
And I put that on the Now Network.
I truly appreciate you guys so much. You guys are my family, and you always will be my family. And
I don't care if y'all got to push the car.
If I was
Kim, you and Fatima. Yes. I don't care if you guys got to do that Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone and do the paddle. in the car. Y'all better come out to Temple of Everlasting and
we'll be there Sunday.
Worship with us Sunday, because it's on.
We'll be there Sunday.
Your life will never, ever, 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 ever be the same. I tell you, I got a word. I've been holding back on preaching, y'all, because I have such a word in me for Sunday. Woo!
Yeah, we'll
when
be
I release
Sunday.
It. But I'm talking about now. This is going to happen. First thing in the morning, me and you are going to talk. And all my covenant partners out there, Minister Michelle, holla at our girl, Kim.
Hey, sis. God bless you.
Sis.
You know, you
I
are our family. We're praying for you. We uplift
you. She already,
and
I'm going to put this out there. Honor needs to be given where honor is due. The first person, when I start putting out all the texts and stuff, the first person that responded was Minister Michelle. Already,
I know you guys will do it for me. We
already
so.
So
exactly.
I just want to know, you can't talk about doing something until you do it first.
Amen.
Right.
Well, you know, just know that ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, and God will get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
He has the glory, and everything is going to work out. In the end, right now, it looks like, oh, my God, why am I going through this, whatever the case may be. But trust
and
believe, you have the victory. You are victorious to Christ Jesus. You can do all things, and he is the strength. He will give you the strength. He is your rock. He is your foundation.
Ooh,
everything you need is in Jesus, and he can do anything but fail. Hold on to his hand, just stand, and just draw power from all the resources that he's given you, and just know that he loves you, and he's right there with you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end, and then after that, we will be together with him forever. So just hold on. Hold on, my sister.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Love
sister.
You. You're so welcome.
Now,
I'm
moving in the prophetic tonight. Now, every time she spoke a word to you, this is what the Lord was saying that I should share with you, Kim. Your testimony is going to enlighten your whole environment. Not by other people saying what they're going through, but how you handle this is going to shine a light in your whole life, your whole family, your whole instance. What you thought you used to have is nothing, because that was for you. Now your new business is for God.
Mm-hmm, right.
You'll have complexes with our changing young people's lives. You'll have institutes that will bring people to God. You'll have whatever the Lord has for you because of your testimony.
And
that's
I'm
what
going
it's all about. It's all about you.
And I am going to use my testimony, and I really hope that, and I can imagine what happened to me, how many more other parents that they didn't did this to and scared to bring out and to talk about it.
You mean
and
you want to help somebody
I
else?
I am going to help someone else.
Come on now.
Like, I already
you
know
that
two other parents.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I already know two other parents that they didn't did this to. And same office my case was out of. And
San Bernardino
and
no joke.
San Bernardino County. Took their
San Bernardino County, no joke.
Kids. Parents had a daycare. They took her daycare and everything. And I truly, honestly, I wanted to be a advocate for foster parents to help them deal with situations like this, because the foster parents have no one to speak for them. They have no one to represent them. They are on their own in situations like this.
Okay, you want to start a show here on the Now Network? I'm going to lock
Amen.
You in.
Praise God.
I'm going to make you the advocate. Girl, see, don't mess with Pastor E. I'll be to put you in a position. You'll be like, wait a minute, hold on. I wanted to. Are you ready now? Because I'll put it together now. We'll get a broadcast on you being the advocate for those that need to know. Don't be just treated any kind of way. And I'm going to help you, Kim. I ain't going to just put you out there by yourself. I'm going to help you.
Oh, you can't put me out there by myself. Yeah, you got to help me.
Oh, no, I'm going to help you. We're going to work this together. Minister Michelle, I'm going to put her on the team. We're going to be all advocates for those that have been treated wrong.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Because if we don't talk about it, nobody know about it. I guarantee you there's
10,
and we're probably about 80 people on this broadcast right now. I guarantee you 50 of them have never heard this before. You mean to tell me the county can do you like that? This is an honorable.
They can do you like that?
People out there that are listening, y'all trust me, right? I checked her out. The girl is honorable. Her own biological children and grandchildren honor her. Go look at the on her page from her children on her birthday. That's enough right there. But then to look at the children that have already been under her tutelage that have left, that have no bad words. We got to get them in court. We got to get them in court, too. All the past children.
My teenagers are on my page, and they're on there, oh, mommy, I love you. And I still have a relationship with my teenage girls and that was in my care.
Sure.
And one of my five-year-olds that I had who I transitioned home to her dad, he just called me last weekend and sent me pictures. And I'm bringing her out there to see you and this and that. And I was just, you know, I still have contact with a lot of my parents and with the kids who I transitioned home to.
I have a lounging chair that turns, but if I turn, the headphones gonna fall off and you won't hear me. Girl, God just told me to tell you this. The only thing that's holding you back is the business that you had was for you, your children, your world. But when you, this next season is the business for him. You are now appointed an entrepreneurial for Jesus to help kids, to bring them in, give them a home, but you can't do it for you no more. Because I know even you doing it for you, you was always doing it for your children. You was always sowing into somebody else's life. You got to change that in your life, and you better hear me prophetically right now. If you just change the direction.
I gave up my life. I gave up my life 10 years ago for my kids. My life wasn't important. My kids' life was important. I didn't care about dating, going out, hanging out, or nothing. It was all about living for, making sure these kids had a home, a family, love, the attention, the guidance that they did. Everything within me was for my kids.
Well, don't you know that now everything in you needs to be about God living within you?
And I'm ready to give it all to him.
Come on now. Say it's done. I it's all yours.
I'm ready. It's done. It's done.
I'm just saying it's all yours.
It's all yours.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I'm following you.
I'm following you.
Because I denied myself.
I denied myself.
And I don't just take up my cross. It's on my back all day, all the time.
I'm picking my cross on my back all day, all the time.
And you know what? Now you're free, and you're free indeed. Girl, oh, my God. Change direction. See, sometimes we're in the wrong position. We doing everything we thought that was good. See, sometimes, you know, the God will let the enemy come in and show you that what you were doing was only not how you did it, but who you did it for.
Right.
He's going to release to you everything, all your dreams, all your visions, all your ideas that you thought were for your family are now to him. Oh, your family going to be blessed. Your children going to be great. You're going to be abundant. But it has to change directions and be for him.
All for him. I'm giving it all to him. Okay.
Say now.
Now.
Pastor James, come on in. James Hudson from Showtime. Pastor James.
Boy, I told you don't be calling me Pastor James.
I'm going to call him because that's what he is. Bye.
I'm just receiving tonight, man. I mean, sister's really touched my heart, man, listening to her testimony and her experience, what she's going through. It just really reminds me that one of the things that really touched me when she did say, you know, she was so angry at one point she wanted to get angry with God, but something was telling her, you know, you don't want to get angry with God. It ain't, even when you don't understand, if there's nobody else, you say, man, this person might have done me wrong. These people may be doing me wrong. The system may be doing me wrong. But God, you have to remember who brought you to the point that you were at. And I'm saying that because you know that I've I had a really similar story to what she saw when dealing with the state and stuff like that, and how I lost my job. And at the point that I was at, pretty much in the same mind frame of I'm an excellent employee of the year.
Why
and
me?
All these things are going great. And, oh, man. And then they just, oh, my God. And at that point, I'm like, my God, I mean, how this can't even happen. This can't be. But the thing about it was I never gave up on God. I never gave up on God. So and then when he showed me, when he was telling me, you need to just be still. Having always taken care of you. I mean, having understand you angry. I understand you angry and you don't know what's going on. He says, my ways are not your ways. We got to understand that we can't understand what God is doing. You know, and a year after I lost my job, after being so angry, I was like, God, why did you take so long to take your But she said, I'm so angry inside. That just really touched me because I remember how angry I was. And he said, why are you angry?
Come on.
Haven't I always
Talk
taken
Pastor
care
Dwayne.
Of you?
I mean,
what is your problem? I said, I can understand them people from the state not understanding what's going on and in the family not understanding. But when you got a personal relationship with God, when he done showed you over and over again,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what the situation is. I would, like Pastor, you say, you could have stayed up in that room and that smoke could have engulfed your whole room and burnt that whole house down. Are you still there, Pastor?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, but he showed you, I'm going to take care of you, and you just got to stand. I know it's not easy to think, well, man, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know where this is going to come from. I don't know where that's going to come from. But you done been in situations before when you didn't know what stuff was going to come from. You know, you just, but you had to have that faith that it's going to come. It's going to come from somewhere. It may not come, like you said,
right.
When you want him, but he's going to be on time. He's going to come. And when we start believing in that relationship, that rapport that we have, like you said, he says, my ways are not your ways. You don't see what I'm doing. You may not even understand what I'm doing, but you have to know that I am going to come through for you. That's what you just have to bank on, because at some point you're going to realize that's all you have. That's all you have is your faith.
Right.
Where is your faith? And that's the question.
Exactly.
Where is your faith in God? And where is your faith? It's not for me to get on here and question your faith or that. No, it's between you and God. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mama, not my daddy. No, it's my time of challenge. Not my mother. It's me, oh Lord. This is me. And sometimes God will allow us to be in these situations so he can, man, I'm telling you, boy, when God comes through for you, when you know couldn't nobody else do it, when the state didn't do it, your family couldn't do it, the lawyers couldn't do it, but when he says, okay, now you done tried all them people, all them folks, you done tried, now here I am, now what's up? And
now
then when he comes through for you, when he comes through for you, you'll know it was nobody but God. And that's what he wants us to be many times, so you'll have that testimony to rest of you, can't nobody tell you nothing when God comes through for you in a situation like you in right now. Like, ain't nobody going to be able to tell you nothing. They ain't going to be able to tell you nothing. When you look back on that and say, well, my God, I went through all of that, but then look what God has given me.
That's right.
And because I'm telling you
now.
In my lifetime, that's where I am. I mean, I couldn't understand. People telling me, oh, James, I said, man, I'm just so angry with these people. I don't understand. But then it wasn't even 6 months later. He said, look, now look what I did. Look back at all that time. See how you wasted your time just being angry? You just wasted your time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you was doing. You just wasted your
Come
time.
Come on, encourage
look
me, man.
Look, all them nights that you slayed up, cried, and was angry and wanted to kill people and all kinds of stuff going through your head. But look, and I told you from day one, don't worry about this. I got you heard me talking to you, telling you, I got you. Don't worry about what you worried about. It's going to happen for you. Well, I don't see how this going to happen. I don't know how this you ain't supposed to see it. It ain't for you to see. It's for me to come through for you because of my relationship. You talk to me every day, don't you? Don't I talk
you trust
back to
me,
you?
Don't
what,
you?
What's the problem? Do you think I'm going to just let somebody just come in and get away with me? Man, you know, I was like, oh, my God, I need to get this person. I need to get there. He said, no, I will fight your battles. You don't believe my word or something. Something's going on with you that you don't understand that I will fight you. And it don't matter. I'm not going to do it in your time. I'm not going to do it how you want me to do, but I will do it. And that's the thing we have to understand. When God says, you got to stand in front of me and be able to stand on my word, that I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. whether you see it or not, I'm going to do it. And later, I'm going to just say this real quick. And later, when I left my job, people were calling me saying, you know them people that did that stuff? Well, one of them, she's in the hospital laying up on the bed. That woman's been in the hospital for 3. I didn't even know her. Looking up at the ceiling, and whatever. I said, see, God said, man, I will fight your battles. People will be laying up at the
and
ceiling.
And now you got your own business.
Got my own business.
And now you got your own business.
And guess what? They gave me all them certifications, all that stuff. Guess what? All that came from that job. That's where he said, look, I done gave you all. Now look at you can make more money in 2 days than you were making in 2 months over there. So now what? But look at all the time you wonder, second guessing, well, is God gonna come through? Man, I tell you, man. But when He comes through for you, man, I'm telling you, it's just like none other. So I'm praying for you, man.
Amen.
Appreciate you, bro. Yeah. I'm praying
thank
for
you so much.
And we'll definitely respond to Pastor E's request of all of us need to come together and do what we can to help out.
That's right.
But I just, sure we are. Because, like you said, it can happen to anybody. I mean, it doesn't happen to me, so I know it can happen to anybody. So it happened to me several times.
I just didn't know nobody to call.
Right.
I didn't have a covenant partnership because I was doing me.
Right.
I'm glad I'm in the position that if something really happened to me right now, I know I can make one phone call and that it's a covenant partner that's going to come through for me right now. And that's the most important thing about this broadcast tonight. We got 6 minutes left. I'm charging everyone listening to get involved in this. I'm not just asking for help from someone. I'm asking for support for those of us that are going through. We need you to move now. This is not a next week move. When can you? I need something to happen now. We're in 0 to 5 seconds because this is a now move. Tomorrow is a pivotal point in this situation because you can't rely on a renter, a owner when you're a renter. You kind of find what they have, but we want to make sure our family is safe, and we have adults, children, and a whole family put in this thing. And we need you guys to support here on the Now Network. We already, like I say, I already know I got some commitments. We're looking for more, you know, and we just want what you can do, what you would need done for you. Sow a seed so you get a good harvest and God can be blessed in this place tonight. Pastor Dwayne.
Yes, sir. Just
any closing remarks?
Just to put it as I hear the Holy Ghost, you know, it's now. Now is the opportunity for my sister to have a personal relationship with God because anytime the enemy comes against her, she knows she have a sure foundation with God. She have an understanding who her Lord and Savior is. And I hear everything that God is saying, and that she was saying that. You know, how she was questioning and this and that and this and that. When you have a covenant with someone, if you have a relationship with someone, He gives you moves. God always gives us moves. When the adversary comes against us, He said, count it all joy. Don't worry about your current situation. Don't worry about the situation you're going through because you know that I'm a God of able. It's nothing impossible with God. God can do anything. He can do anything.
Right.
And it says that when He had a raven to come to feed the prophet. If God can have a bird to feed the prophet, God can have anybody in your current situation to come and bless you. It's a blessing.
Come on
God's
now.
God's going to build it, but He needs to build a relationship with you because it was a codependent on your kids. See, now you got to know God for yourself. And so by knowing God for yourself, you get able to sit back and relax and say, oh, God got this. I don't have to be. He said you get angry, but, you know, you say we want to get angry at God. See, once you have the covenant and the relationship with Him, you don't question yourself. You don't question what God doing because God always doing something. He saved you last night. You could have died. You could have died in your sleep, but He awakened you.
Sad.
The Holy Ghost got you up to go look. So now God's going to fight that battle, but the battle He's going to fight, you got to rejoice in it. Get rid of anger. Anger, because anger will open up a door that the devil can come in. See, and the things that probably got burnt up, that were some of the things that you walk around got you, had you not committing yourself to God. So what God's going to give you, God's going to give you some new stuff. And the new stuff that he gives you is going to be his spirit on it. It's not going to be other spirits. It's going to be God's spirit, because God's going to bless you. And the man that owned the place, that he got the insurance in the place. So God's going to make God. You got to get blessed out of it. God's going to bless you.
We're going to pray over that favor tonight. That's what we're going to pray over that favor.
What you got to do is, don't be wavered. Don't be wavered. Know that God is able. I like my apostle when he say he got this on the Not Network thing now. Not tomorrow. Now, this second. Just leave it into the hand of God. God said deny yourself and pick up his cross. He's going
to
take
care of you. I'm going to change my name to Fivefold. Don't call me nothing else but Fivefold.
And so the attitude, so my prayer is for you tonight is that God will meet you, that God will give you his covenant, that God will give you his word, that God will blow that air, that breathe that come past your ears, that he's saying, I got you. That certain moment that you get woke up, God's waking you up to talk to you. God got you. You is his. You was bought by a cross. So you was bought by a price. So just, relax. Take your time. Just breathe in and just let the Heavenly Father know, I know you got it. I know you
breathe
got
out.
It. So no longer, I will be angry. No longer that I'll be pulling my hairs out worrying about it. You say you got me. You said that you would take care of me. You said seek the kingdom. I'm seeking you, Lord. So from this day forward, I'm not worrying about it no more. And I tell you, God got a ram in a bush. God got a ram in his bush. God said, don't touch my peoples. These are mine. And when you touch mine, you got to pay 7 times 7. So just relax.
Well, you ready to preach. You are ready to preach,
God,
boy. Minister
God,
Charlene, come on in and encourage this young lady, because I got to get my partner off here. Me and him about to go one-on-one.
Thank you so much.
Well, there's this song that says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak a word over yourself. When the lights are turned off, when everybody's gone, and it's just you by yourself, you and God, encourage yourself in saying, God loves below me. God is concerned about you. And there's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I mean, it's easy to say, but the word says, in everything give thanks. In the good times, in the bad times, in the things I don't understand,
change
and things that's rough, and things that's tough, and things that's easy, and things that's happy, and things that's glad. Lord, you're worthy. He's the Most High God, and we know that in his excellency of who he is. So God is bigger than, when you try to make him big, he's bigger than that. He inhabits eternity, but yet he made it his desire to come into time and to love us and see us through all these things. So God is concerned about you,
Jesus,
in this time. He has not left you. He hasn't walked out and shut the door and left you sitting there like that. He wants you to know that he's with you. When you feel like, don't nobody there, nobody love me, I'm by myself in this. No.
No, you're not.
God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. And I told somebody this earlier today. I said, when Jesus had the bread and the fishes, he gave it all out. People was like, oh, yeah, I want that. But then when it got to me, the gristle, when you follow me, they turned away. And the disciples said, he said, are you going to turn away? They said, well, to whom should we go to? You have the words of eternal life. So don't stop at the blessing. When God bless you, God want to bless your shoes off and give you brand new and square footage and money and all these other things. Don't stop there. Go all the way to salvation, because he wants to save your everlasting soul.
Oh, my God.
Don't stop there. He wants to save your everlasting soul, because you're going to live forever. So don't stop at the blessing. That's not good enough. Mm-hmm. God,
do
you love me? Do you love me? Take up your cross and follow me. I lost my mother. I lost my sister. I lost loved ones. When I said yes to Jesus, I love them. I pray them into the hands of God. But you have to take up your cross. It's, Lord, I give you me.
Right now. All.
I'm all in.
All of me.
All in. Good through the bad, through the rough. It's all easy to set the down, but I'm all in. When Jesus went to the cross and said it's finished,
it ain't easy.
It ain't easy. But it's all in.
Minister Michelle, you ready?
Amen.
Woo! Minister
Thank
Michelle,
you so much. Amen.
We got ladies that are speaking to this woman of God's life.
Amen. It's to continue to be encouraged. Continue to be encouraged and know that right now it feels like a test, and it is a test, but guess what? Your test is going to be your testimony. You may be having a trial right now, but your trial is going to be triumphant. Amen? Because you can do all things through Christ who sent to you. It's just the enemy. The enemy wants to distract you. He doesn't want you to go all the way with God. But you know what? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Amen. So that's what God's intentions are for you. That is what his purpose in your life is. He wants to prosper you. He's not going to harm you. He has plans to give you hope and a future. So
yes.
Not only
yeah.
now, but your future is with God. Your now is with God. Everything you need is in God and with God. Now, the word of God says many are the afflictions, but God will deliver out of everyone, single time. So you're going to be delivered. And I mean, it's easy for us to sit here and say because we're not going through exactly what you are going through, but we've all gone through something. But just know that if you just hold on, you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will not fail you. He cannot fail you. He's the God of the universe. If he can if he can give life, amen, if he can open up the Red Sea, I mean, if he can give life to the dead bones, if he can resurrect Christ, he can do everything and anything. Just be encouraged. Just hold on. Just the help is on the way. God is able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Now, here's the radical. Here's the radical close. I've already went through, so I'm not going through no more. I'm already saved because he died for me. I'm already
Amen.
What he said I can be because my mind has been shifted. And I want to say to you tonight, this is all about you, Kim. This isn't about your children, the situation with the state. It has nothing to do with anything on the outside. This is God calling you to the place of your purpose. Yes, you have a heart, but the heart of God has to be in the revelation of him bringing up other people. Now, I say that for you is because you've done everything right. But it's not what you do, but who you do it for. Sometimes we got to let ourselves go because you did for whoever you did for. You did whatever you did for whoever you did it for. But when you do it for you, you do it for Christ. Tonight is your night to say, I give him my all. Tonight is the night that even though the obstacles come, you know they're coming. So you're already ready. See, I learned something. Oh, my God. I almost fell out the chair. I learned something as a true believer in Jesus Christ is that I got to come out swinging because he's out there. He has nothing else to do but try to destroy, to distract, and to take me off my purpose of giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. I gave up. And
right.
I said, from now on, it's not my will, but God's will be done. And you, I'm talking to you, Kim. This is me and you one-on-one. I hate that there are probably a million people listening, but in our one-on-one conversation, you are just like me, and I'm just like you. There's no difference in me and you. It may be some time separation in experience and things going through. But I tell you, girl, I got some stories. Oh, my God. But let me tell you, I also got some testimonies that say when I let the stories go, the testimonies became true. And now I can really walk in my purpose. This is for you. We got you. Please, don't worry about tomorrow. We're going to make sure that you're taken care of here on the Now Network. And we're going to also be involved in you just to let your landlord know you know some legal people that know California law. We'll put that out there, that you don't get cheated and that you and your family can be at peace as well as in safe environments. I love you, my sister.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Pastor.
Any closing remarks you want to say? Any closing remarks you want to say to our network?
I want to say I love you all. Thank you all so much. You gave me a lot of
ammunition to fight the devil with, to keep me on the path, to know for me to stay on that path with God, for me to start that new journey that is for me, to get this hatred out of me, this anger out of me. And tonight was awesome. I appreciate it. I love you guys, and thank you so much for all your love and your support and your prayers for me and my family.
We are family. That's all I can say.
Yes, we are.
And it's working in your favor. And you better feel like you better be glad.
Thank you.
God. Don't give up.